Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Here's the thing. There's so much talk these days about mindfulness and looking after ourselves. And the original mindfulness is rooted in Christian teaching, is prayer, is connection with God. And that's what we're talking about. And in studio to talk to us today, we have Reverend Baden Stanley from Christchurch in Bray. And we're going to talk about finding the place of peace when we've overstretched our limited energy. What's it all about in this hustle and bustle and this busy world where we rarely get time to stop? Good morning, Baden. Thanks a million.
Good morning, Wendy. Great to see you again.
Okay,
Happy New Year.
I like your description.
Yeah. A bit long-winded, but that's okay.
Overstretching our limited energy. What's that to you?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think all of us probably feel this. In the run-up to Christmas, we're so caught up in momentum. There's so much going on, so much to be sorted. And we start to maybe pick and choose. Okay, I can't do that now. I'm going to put that off to January. And January feels like months away and literally a long time ahead. So you think, that's grand. I don't have to think about that. And after about 3 days over the Christmas period, you think, oh no, next week I've got to pick up on that again. Oh no, I haven't. And I think we all find we get so stretched, not just at Christmas time, but particularly around Christmas time, when there's so much going on, that we actually end up, even maybe getting a bit sick, maybe getting a bit overtired. Certainly, personally, I find I just get exhausted. I just find I just have to take another couple of days just to get my feet going again. Like, you know.
And so many people that I've chatted to, there's kind of sickness and stuff going around. Because it's almost like when we actually stop.
That's right.
The body
kind
of shuts down.
Yeah, because the body actually waits. The body knows that we're actually busy and we have a lot on. And it waits for that moment of breath and that moment of stopping, and then goes, whew, here we go, now I'll get his attention, now I'll get her attention. And that's where a lot of, and there is some serious flus and colds around at the moment, like, you know, and it's just the body's way of saying, we can't keep doing this, we just can't, you know.
Here's the thing though, when it comes to finding this place of peace, what you're talking about, I think this is something that everybody intuitively wants.
Yeah.
Perhaps sometimes we don't search for it, but we kind of hunger for it, we thirst for it without even realizing.
Oh no, absolutely. I think that's right. And I think instinctively we probably do know where to find it. Personally, my place of peace is always near water. So if it's beside a river, if it's beside the sea, that's where I get the kind of deep breath and think, okay, you know, now I can actually think, now I can actually process. Other people will be top of a mountain, other people will be sitting in their room and there's just a favourite chair or there's a favourite place. So it's not rocket science. It's not that we have to suddenly try and rediscover ourselves or go to the deeper levels to work this out. It's actually probably already instinctively in us somewhere where we can say, you know what, I'm going to have my cup of coffee, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to relax. And that's our place of peace, the surrounding place of peace. But obviously the real place of peace is what God is doing within us during that time.
Do you think, Baden, that people are almost, I think sometimes, afraid of that place of peace, afraid of silence? And if we're doing, say, for example, you're sitting in a waiting room for a dentist or a doctor, or you're on the bus or whatever. Yeah. The first thing we do, for many of us, is we look at our phone and we're looking at useless rubbish a lot of time.
Right.
We almost don't want to be alone with our own thoughts.
No. And in fact, if you ask yourself honestly, and all of us need to do this, the question, why am I so busy? Very often it's because we're running from something rather than running to something. It can be the stillness we're afraid of. It can be intimacy we're afraid of. It can be actually, if we stop, I'm going to have to deal with the stuff that's all backed up behind me. It's all just there sitting, waiting. So I think the drive or the motivation that controls actually our lives can actually be a huge part of this. I mean, I spoke to you before about the fibromyalgia that I have and the pain levels and stuff like that. That's a condition that actually really assaults people who have who are overdriven, over perfectionist, idealist, and it tends to be people who are just running to get nowhere. They're just running because that's what you do. And
they don't know how to do anything else.
No, exactly. It's a habit. It's a habit, and it's also a way of life. And also it's a safe place. We've almost embraced the busyness. Because if we can embrace the busyness, if we can keep that those thoughts that we're trying to avoid back there, then we're okay. We have this idea that fear is a magnifier, and we have this idea that if we face into whatever it is, and it can be very simple stuff. Very often we can cope with the big stuff, but the little things just undo us. Very often we think that if we face into that that thought or that pressure that's there behind us, that somehow the floodgates are going to open and we're going to just be a mess. We're just going to collapse. But it doesn't work that way.
It's almost in modern culture, it's seen as a badge of honour. I mean, if you ask somebody, how are you? The response is, I'm so busy. I'm up to my eyes.
Right.
So busy.
Right.
It's really diametrically opposed to, you know, what Jesus tried to teach us. He says, come and rest a while with me.
That's right.
God gave us a day of rest.
That's right.
Which very few people take.
Yeah. Well, actually, if you think about it, the Sabbath, the whole concept of Sabbath is one where it's actually, for us, we've made it into a day off, which is the day when you catch up on all the things you haven't done
yet.
And
do your bits and pieces.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So a Sabbath can actually, sometimes I've found the only sort of thing that I've learned about the Sabbath in this way is that it can actually just be 10 minutes sometimes. It actually is a time when you just feel so rested and in the presence of God. The day off can be a catch-up day, but we need the times to rest in the presence of God. And it's not, we're made that way. It's not weakness. It's not failure. It's not, it's. I mean, electric cars may or may not make it in the current form, but the electric cars have to be charged up and they have to be plugged in and they have to have all that. But even thinking about that can add that sense of guilt. Oh, I haven't got enough time. Look at all those saints who pray for 5 hours in the morning and then pray for 5 hours at night. And what do they do in the middle? I don't know, maybe they sleep. But I'm not one of those people. I'm wired differently. And so my Sabbaths tend to be very short, but actually very restful. And they're just moments of peace or wonder or joy. Or one of the funny things that happens when I pray is I sometimes fall asleep. Because my brain is actually relaxing. God's going to take over. God's in control. And so we actually, it's almost like a parent-child thing where the child knows they're safe, so they just start to relax so much that actually the much-needed sleep comes. So you can wake up and think, oh my goodness, I wasn't praying, I was asleep. I think that's what God was working for. You know, that he's looking for us to find rest.
Coming from probably, I suspect, Baden, personal experience of a person, and many people listening probably similar to you and I must admit, of someone who's like that, rushing around, always doing something, on the go, and finds it hard to stop. And even when they do stop to actually be able to fall asleep or to rest, it's very difficult. What's your advice there? How do you get into that prayerful, peaceful space when it doesn't come naturally to you?
I think in a way, because it's such a deep thing, to try and just, if you think of it like a spiral staircase, and the spiral staircase goes down and down and down and down. And you're on the spiral staircase, it's getting busier and busier, and you're thinking, I want to go up, but hopefully the solution is around the corner. Hopefully, and there is no corners in the spiral staircase, but hopefully it's down there. So you keep taking the step down. You keep looking around the next corner to see maybe there's an answer there. Maybe there's a way I can do this. Maybe there's a way I can fix this. And I think these are some of the words that we all use who are like that, who I need to fix this, I need to sort this, I need to cop on to myself, I need to do whatever. Whereas actually, the only thing we can do is stop. Now, we can choose to stop when we get the cold or the flu or the serious illness, or when the relationships break down or when the whole thing collapses. Or we can actually say, you know what, I'm just going to sit on this step. I'm not going to go down any further because it's not working. I'm getting further and further away from where I want to be. And I'm not going to think about going back up the step because it's too tiring. I'm shattered. I'm exhausted. I can't even begin to think about the next season of activities and the next season of schools and all that sort of stuff. So I'm just going to sit here. And actually, do you know what actually does happen then is God says, that's great. I've got you now. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about Elijah. And I don't want to say, the story is quite long. But the whole idea of Elijah after doing a phenomenal thing, and it's in 1 Kings 19, after doing a phenomenal thing and overexerting himself in the excitement of it all, he runs away because his life is in danger. And he runs away and he actually stops under a tree. And God sends a messenger to him. An angel visits him. And he doesn't say, well, what are you doing here? You're meant to be over there. He feeds him. And he does the same thing in the morning when Elijah is woken up again. He feeds him. And then he feeds him so that he's able to make a 40-day journey. So Elijah had to stop. He was running. He was running to something and then he was running away from something. And then all he could do was stop. And then by stopping, God was able to meet him, sustain him, and then help him to take an even longer journey, 40 days travel to the where he was going to meet God in a very powerful way. But you know what I mean? So it's hard because of our fears. But if we can accept this idea that the fears are magnifiers and that the world will not end when we stop, and the things that we fear most, the crisis has already happened. The thing we're running away from has already happened. But we're acting as if we're running into it and it's going to be bigger and worse and all that. But actually, no, just stopping and resting and just say, you know what? Just stay here for a while. You know, do what needs to be done. Make sure everyone's fed and everyone's safe and everybody's, that's all fine. But just stop and say, I need to find a place of peace. And I can't do it on my own. I just can't. Now, I've learned that very painfully. You know, and peace is... People talk about nanoseconds. I'm sure there's a word for even 1 billionth or trillionth of a nanosecond. But the God's presence is literally just so present with us that it's, if you could touch it, it would just blow your mind. But actually, sometimes because we're so caught up in the momentum and the activity, we don't experience it. I don't want to use the word feel because feelings change, but experience it. And it's there for us. Right now, right beside you, wherever you are listening to this, it is right beside you, the presence of God, that is just wishing to wash over you and say, you know what? You're not alone. I'm here.
And to restore you. And here's the irony, busy people listening,
yes,
is that we need to spiritually restore in order to be
able to do, because
I know there's people listening saying, oh, I'd love to do that, but I don't have time because I have a list of 10 things along my arm. But you know what?
Yeah.
Now that we talk about it, it strikes me that you can't do to be, in order to be able to do those things, whether it's serve your family well, do your job well, if you don't have that spiritual recharge, it's very difficult to do it. And actually, when you take time to stop, to pray, to just be, you'll be able to do all the things that you need to do much
better. That's right. And sometimes we can be so busy doing the things that we think God wants us to do that we miss the one thing that he's actually called us to do. And God refreshes us and energizes us. And actually, Elijah had the food within him for 40-day walk, like, because it was what God was resourcing him to do. And I think that's what actually happens as well. So, you know, that we're actually able to achieve so much more in our frailty, in our vulnerability. Just trying to remember the scripture, God's power is made perfect. My grace is sufficient for you because God's power is made perfect in weakness. And just one small thing on that, and I don't want to give a Greek lesson because I'm not particularly good at Greek. I'm a farmer's son. But in Greek, they put the most important word at the beginning of a sentence. And the word that's at the beginning of that sentence is the word is. Is sufficient for you, my grace. Is sufficient. It already is sufficient, his grace, his power. So when we allow ourselves to surrender to that, he actually takes over and does incredible things. Wait and see what he's going to do.
Well, it's been a great chat today. If you just joined me, I've been chatting to Baden Stanley from Christchurch in Bray. And hopefully, maybe you're listening at the moment, you're going to take time to just stop, to pray, to rest with God for a while today. It could be just on the way for a school run, turning the radio off, or it could be in the shower. It could be first thing in the morning. It could be, it's different for everybody. But listen, thanks a million, Baden, for some
thanks
great advice
million,
today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.